大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
This is Lena。
不发不平不转不思不传，据说最近佛系这个词挺潮。今天呢，非常神奇的一件事情，要和我们的美国朋友 Zelina 聊聊佛系。Today we're gonna talk about a hot neologism, 一个非常潮的新词。
Really? Maybe I've heard it.
It's hard to translate English, but I think we have this feeling every single day.
Now I'm really curious. The feeling of sleepiness, maybe?
I agree. In English, we can explain in a simple way, which means let it be.Just like everything means nothing for you, to you. You just don't care about them. In Chinese, we say 佛系。
佛系。
Well, it's very standard Chinese, 佛系。
Wow.
如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。其实呢，佛系体现在我们生活当中的啊点点滴滴 ，just like the lyrics from the song "Qui sera sera sera
sera
sera qui sera sera what will be will be."
In the Oxford Living Dictionary, this word used to convey a I forget this word.Fatalistic.
I think so.
That's a hard word to say.
It's fatalistic.
Fatalistic?
Fatalistic.
That sounds like death. Recognition that future events are out of the speaker's control.
对，就是表示一种宿命论认识啊，这个不太懂。就是以后会发生什么事情呢？就是不是人能控制的，就随他去吧。Let it go.
So, like the millennial generation.
Yep.They appeared static, taking the mentally of qui sera sera. Do you think so?
A little. It's easy just to let things happen.
对，就是我们千禧一代呢，表现出了一种禁欲主义，持一种顺其自然的心理。Also, some college students also have this feeling when they have meal in canteen.
Wow, a very blasé way of thinking.
I agree, because when I was a freshman and sophomore, I would choose to queue for the food I want. But since I have this佛系 feeling, you know, then I don't mind what to eat.
Oh,
just
so
feel,
like,
oh, that's enough.
Like tranquility.
Yeah, tranquility.
Oh, so it's like the quality or state of being tranquil or calm.
Yeah, 这是一个很棒的词，形容词的 ADG is tranquil.
Yeah, tranquil.
Tranquil, 就是心中非常静谧。无忧，看破尘世间的一切，就是就算你打饭的阿姨呢给你多加一块肉，你也不会非常的开心，内心就是一片的宁静 tranquility。 这种心情呢同样体现在暗恋当中，不表态，不主动，不苛求。
Which means you will never chase the girl or boy you like. You will never express your feeling to them. Also, you will feel happy if they are happy.
True, 这就是佛系 which is 佛系 feeling. 同学们有一个词就是可以用来形容这种心态，叫做eudaimonia.
Eudaimonia.
Eudaimonia.
Oh, that's a big word.
It is.
All right, so happiness, especially in the philosophy of Aristotle, that's resulting from a rational or active life.
就是这个词呢源于希腊，就是由理性支配的积极生活所带来的幸福，就是说了这么多解释，它的意思就是心如止水。 It also happens to raise a child for young people nowadays.
Oh, the laissez-faire. So, it's French, a philosophy or practice characterized by a usually deliberate abstention from direction or interference, especially with individual freedom of choice and action.
Yeah, so how to pronounce the French?
Laissez-faire.
Laissez-faire.
Yeah.
对，这个词呢就是表示啊，体现了现在一些90后的父母，非常年轻的父母啊，就是非常潇洒。怎么呢？他就是不会逼着孩子去报补习班，就是采取任其自由发展的方式。 What do you think of this way to raise a child?
That's something I don't always agree with.
就是 Zelina 还是觉得还是需要进行一些补习的，不能完全放任其自由。 And we also have this 佛系 feeling when have a test. 感觉就是要考试了，没复习啊，不着急。对，然后也不抱怨，2000个句子，1800个句子都是重点，心里也没事儿，就大不了都选 C， 对吧 ？If you don't know which answer is, just choose C.
It's like eeny, meeny, miny. This is right.
Yeah. 就考完了呢，就把这个分数抛在脑后，想着啊，没事儿，反正我也不会挂的。
So just like comfort yourself, God be willing if nothing prevents it.
Yes, they will often comfort themselves in every situation.
Well, it can be helpful for stopping low self-esteem.
Like a driving license test, there's someone maybe failed 3 or 4 times of the test, but still...tell themselves it's okay, I'm a late bloomer.
And someone who became successful, attractive, etc. at a later time in life than other people.
刚刚解释了一下什么叫做 late bloomer, 就是本意呢指的是到了季夏或者是初秋才开花的植物。现在呢说的就是这种大器晚成的人。我觉得自己就是，就是我们可以告诉自己，如果你驾照考试失败了3到4次呢，你会告诉自己，哎，没关系，反正也买不起车，对吧？买得起车也加不起油，对吧
？So like J.K. Rowling, she was a late bloomer as a writer.
Yes, she is. 就是写《哈利波特》的 J.K. 罗琳，她也是一个大器晚成的人，所以大家不要放弃自己。其实呢我想说啊这个佛系并不是叫你很丧表面告诉自己任何事情都随缘吧但是我觉得年轻人嘛心里还是要有一团火
So there's a saying from Oscar Wilde Be yourself, everyone else is already taken、
对就是泽琳娜分享了一句非常好的王尔德说的一句话就是做你自己因为别人都有人做了所以做你自己就好好啦今天就讲了关于佛系的一些feeling 一些表达
So basically let's see how you feel hopefully it is not apathetic or 佛系
对佛系
Oh gosh don't feel that way all the time
对就是泽琳娜也告诉大家不要总是有这样的一种不争不抗的这种感觉一定作为年轻人心中记住要有一团火节目听不过瘾马上升级我们的会员有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程一年内直播课无限量供应包含发音美剧写作阅读学习方法让你和老外无障碍交流原价999元限时特惠一年只需629元了解以及购买课程请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了
Awesome, so guess what? This podcast is over.
对，我们这期节目呢就到这里了。我是木木。
This is Lena.
下期见，拜拜。
下期见，拜。